This chazor of zechanesh b'chach shalang rabbi mehudim sechach solution daf yutes. For that, Rav Shlokesh asks, the Torah teaches the master may give the amar riyah in yiyud to his son. May he give her in yiyud to his son who is a katan? Do we say that when the pasuk says the yiyud may be done with his son, it refers to any son, whatever his age, or do we say that just as the master himself is a gadol, the son has to be a gadol as well? Rav Zeir said a brayso darshens to specifically exclude from punishment a man who is mezana with the wife of a katan. Now, if we say that the katan can do yiyud, then there's a case of a katan who is involved in a real marriage. So why would the person be categorically potter? It must be that the katan son cannot do yiyud. Is not a proof. If the minor cannot do yiyud, why would we need to exclude from punishment the person who was mezana with the wife of a katan, since a katan can never have a wife? If anything, the Braisa shows that a katan can do yiyud. Rav Ashi said there's no proof either way. The Braisa may be talking about a yavam who is a katan at least 9 years old who had beer with his yavam. Since he's kaina her deraisa, we would think that if someone was a mezana with her, he should be punished. The Braisa therefore teaches that the pasuk specifically excludes this person from liability. In fact, we still have the same question: can a minor do yiyud? Marissa Braisa says Rav Eva and Rav Yana said yiyud can only be done by a gadol, and yiyud can only be done with das, with intent. The Gemara explains both statements are one halacha. The reason why a katan can't do yiyud is because it must be done with intent, and a minor is not capable of having intent. Others say that the intent requirement is for the girl to have intent, as Abaye, the son of Rav Avohu, taught that the pasuk teaches he must inform her of his intent to do yiyud. Abaye explained, this is only necessary in kedushin with a katan is done via yiyud, and is following the view of Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, who says the original purchase money is not the kedushin money, rather the kedushin is happening now with the freedom from the remaining years of servitude. Therefore, the girl must be made aware of the kedushin taking place. Nachum Yitzchak said, even if we say the purchase money was given for kedushin, still he has to let her know that he intends to do yiyud, even though normally a girl who's given kedushin by her father does not need to be made aware. But over here, he does have to make her aware based on the pasuk that says yiyoda. The view of Rav Yehuda is taught in the Braisa. The Braisa says, the pasuk says, Ye'odah v'heftah, and teaches that yiyud may only be done when there's still enough time left to her servitude for her to be redeemed with groin kesef. From here, Rav Yehuda said, if there's enough time in the day for her still to do work the value of a pruta, he can do yiyud. If not, he cannot do yiyud. We see that he holds that the original purchase money is not what creates the kedushin. Nachum Yitzchak said he may even hold that the purchase money is what creates the kedushin. However, since the pasuk says Ye'oda next to Hefta, it teaches that yiyud may only be done when growing kesef can still be done. Rav in the name of Nachum said we can learn from Rabbi Yosi in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that a father can tell his minor daughter to go and accept her own kedushin, and it would be an effective kedushin. We learned this from him because he says that by yiyud the original money does not create the kedushin, which means that the kedushin is happening later with only the consent of the daughter, and yet it's effective. We can learn from the son of Rabbi Yehuda that if a man is mekadesh a woman for the forgiving of a loan for which he has collateral from her, the kedushin is valid even before the return of the collateral. We learn this from him. Why? Because he says that yiyud by yiyud the original money does not create the kedushin, which means that the kedushin is happening later with the forgiving of the debt of servitude that she has to him, in which she herself is the collateral, and yet the kedushin is valid as long as there is a pruta worth of value left to her servitude. Braisa says, how is yiyud done? The master says it to her in front of two people, you are hereby mekadeshes to me, you are hereby mu'reses to me. This can be done even at the end of the 6 years, even right before the sunset of the last day. He must then treat her as a wife and no longer as a servant. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Yehuda, says, if there's enough time in the day for her to do work for him, the value of a pruta, she's mekadeshes. If not, she's not mekadeshes. We can make a mashal to a man who tells a woman, become mekadeshes to me from now after 30 days. And another man is then mekadesh her during the 30 days, in which case she's mekadeshes to the first man. Fekmar, regarding whose statement was this mashal said, it can't be on the words of Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, because he said the kedushin does not take effect retroactively. Rabbi Acha bar Acha, the son of Rava, said it's on the view of the Rabbanon, who said that the kedushin takes place retroactively. Fekmar, this seems pshita, obvious that based on their view, so what's the Braisa teaching us? Where I said, in the case of yiyud, there was no requirement for him to say from now. We would think that in a regular case of kedushin, also there is also no need for him to say from now. The Braisa therefore teaches that he has to say from now for it to be effective retroactively. A braisa says if a man sells his daughter as an amar riyah and he then went and accepted kedushin from her from another man, Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said he has made fun of the master because she becomes mekadeshes to the second man. The Chacham say if the master wants to do yid, he can still do so. We can make a mashal to a man who tells a woman, become mekadeshes to me after 30 days, and another man came and gave her kedushin during the 30 days, in which case she becomes mekadeshes to the second person. Regarding whose statement was the mashal said, it can't be said on the words of the Rabbanon because they said that the master can still do yid and the second kedushin does not take effect. Rabbi Acha, the son of Rava, said it was said on the view of Rabbi Yosi, the son of Yehuda, who said that the kedushin of the second man does take effect. It seems obvious based on his view, so what's the Braisa teaching us? Braisa, we would think that in the case of yid, he did not say it should take effect after 30 days, but in the case case when a man does say so, we would think that it would help to make the condition take effect retroactively. The Braisa teaches that it is not so. Braisa says, if a man sells his daughter and says that the sale is on condition that he not perform yield with her, Rav Meir says the condition stands and the master may not do yield with her. The Chum say, if the master wants, he may still do yield because this is a condition that goes against what the Torah says, and such a condition is bottle. In fact, we find elsewhere that Rav Meir says in a Braisa that a condition that goes against what is written in the Torah is bottle. Where I said the case of Maria is different because the pasuk says le'oma, which teaches that it's possible that a girl can be sold solely as an oma and for no other purpose, even without the possibility of yield. The Rabbanan say the word le'oma teaches as in a Braisa that a father may sell his daughter to people that she may not marry, meaning like even a mamzer. And the fact that it seems to be a kavachomer, if he can give her in kedushin to one of these people, although she's not allowed to marry them, the kedushin would take effect, then he should surely be able to sell her to such a person as an amma. Mar says maybe he has the ability to give her in kedushin to these possible people only because he has the ability to give her in kedushin when she's a nair. However, a person can't sell his daughter when she's a nair, so maybe he also can't sell it to possible people. That's why the kavachomer doesn't stand, and we need a pasuk to teach that he can sell her to a possible. To apostle person. Reliezer says the word le'oma is not needed to teach that he can sell her to apostle because that can be learned from another pasuk. Rather, the word le'oma teaches that he may even sell her to a relative who cannot make a kedushin with her, as an erva, an aroyas. Although we can say that we would know that if he can sell it to an apostle, he should for sure be able to sell it to a relative. In truth, we could not learn that from there, because maybe he can sell it to an apostle since there is a possibility for yid, although he's not allowed to, but the condition of the ma'isa would take effect if he did. Whereas when he sells it to a relative, there's no possibility of yid. Therefore, we need the apostle to teach that he may even sell it to such a relative. Reb Meir, Zakhtumar, who uses this word for his drasha, learns that the father can sell it to an apostle based on the pasuk that Reb Eliezer uses for this drasha, and with regard to selling to relatives, he holds like the rabbanan who say that a man may not sell his daughter to a relative. Fact number one, Bryce says that a man may sell his daughter to his father, meaning the girl's grandfather, but may not sell her to his son, meaning the girl's brother. Another Bryce says that a man may not sell his daughter to his father or to his son. Now, the second Bryce can be said to be following the Rabbanan. However, who is the first Bryce to follow? It doesn't follow the Rabbanan or Rebbe Eliezer. Either you could sell to a relative or you can't. What's the story? And for the Gemara, it follows the Rabbanan. And they allow this sale since there's a possibility for yid, meaning if the grandfather has another son, that son, which is the girl's uncle, can do yid with the girl because she's his niece, and thus is mutter for him to marry her.